Brethren and Sisters, an Open Letter. Loma Linda, California, May 19, 1907, an Open Letter. Dear Brethren and Sisters, the Lord has greatly blessed our people in Southern California in enabling them to secure at very low cost valuable sanitarium properties. Through the institutions that are established here, the Lord desires to reach a class that can be reached in no other way. Therefore, I would urge upon our people to whom the Lord has entrusted the talent of means, that they make loans and gifts to place these institutions in a position where they can do without embarrassment the work that will be to the honor and glory of God. For $40,000, our brethren secured at Loma Linda buildings and land that cost originally $150,000. These buildings were furnished completely, far more elegantly than we would have furnished them. The Lord has worked wonderfully in bringing us into possession of this place. Here is a center from which light is to shine into the surrounding cities of Redlands, Riverside, San Bernardino, Colton, and other places nearby. It has been found necessary to provide additional bathroom facilities at Loma Linda and to make some changes to adapt the building to sanitarium work. An elevator is greatly needed, and a small bakery should be added. We are in need of means to accomplish that which must be done, and we pray the Lord to put it into the heart of our brethren and sisters to help in this time of necessity. For years, the Lord instructed us that we should have a sanitarium in the vicinity of San Diego, where many thousands of tourists come every year. A valuable property was secured at National City at a very small part of its original cost. There, an important work is to be done in caring for the sick and in reaching many with the light of truth. At the Paradise Valley Sanitarium also, it was found necessary to add to the original building, and obligations have been made that must soon be met. The Lord has blessed this institution, and some have been converted to the truth as the result of the work already done. At Glendale, a few miles from Los Angeles, we purchased a sanitarium at about 1/4 its real value. This institution is at the present time full of patients. It is well equipped for work and is in a position of influence. Its need is not so pressing as that of the sanitariums at Loma Linda and National City. The establishment of these three institutions has brought heavy financial burden to our people in Southern California, yet they have cheerfully responded to the calls for means that have been made. Brother Burden, Dr. White, and others connected with these sanitariums have invested all they could spare that the work might not be hindered. We have none too many sanitariums. There is need for every one that has been established. In these institutions, we are endeavoring to carry the work earnestly and solidly, in harmony with the instruction the Lord has given in regard to sanitarium work. They are to stand as a means of teaching the truth in these great centers of tourist resort. At our request, Brother Burden is going east to attend some of our camp meetings, where he may come in contact with many of our brethren and sisters and lay before them the opportunities for assisting these important branches of the Lord's work. We unite in asking those who have means to spare to consider the matter of investing some of their money in these institutions, thus helping to provide necessary facilities that a thorough work may be done in caring for the sick who are coming to Southern California in search for health. May the Lord give ability to help and a willing mind.